This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you by Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department, and by Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. Taking a look at your news for today, local water authorities are issuing a friendly reminder to residents during the ongoing cold weather to allow faucets and water outlets to run at a slow, steady drip about the thickness of a pencil lead in order to keep water moving through their pipes and prevent them from freezing. Even a small, continuous flow can reduce the risk of pipe bursts and costly damage during extreme temperatures. Residents are also encouraged to open cabinet doors under the sinks to allow warm air to circulate and to check on vulnerable plumbing in basements, crawl spaces, and exterior walls. Officials say taking these simple precautions can help avoid bigger problems later on. And another news for today. On January the 19th, just before 7 p.m., St. Clair County Central Dispatch sent deputies to an address on Pine Ridge Drive for a residential alarm called in by the home's alarm company. Upon arrival, deputies located a green Ford Bronco running with the doors ajar in the driveway that was later found to have been stolen. The front door to the residence had also been forced open. Deputies searched the home and did not locate any subjects inside. Voices, however, could be heard in the woods near the residence, and two individuals were later located walking in that area and then taken into custody. A citizen tip also assisted in locating a third suspect that had made his way to a local fast food restaurant. After the homeowner arrived on the scene, it was confirmed that an AK-style rifle as well as a pistol were stolen from the home. All three individuals were transported to St. Clair County Detention and Intervention Center. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Office would like to thank the Port Huron Police for the use of their drone, K-9 Brock, as well as vigilant citizens for assisting in apprehending these individuals. This continues to be an ongoing investigation at this time. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with further news right after this.
Tyler Hansen here from Al Hansen Motors. We're starting off a new year with new arrivals. The first new arrival is a 2024 Chevy Malibu. It's an LT but packed with options. It has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, remote start, lane keep assist, collision detection, and more. It's in great shape with only 43,000 miles. We're asking $19,980. And if you need something with four-wheel drive and less than $15,000, I have a 2019 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4. It has cloth and leather seats, a heated steering wheel, remote start, plus Bluetooth and a backup camera. It has a 2.4-liter four-cylinder engine and 94,000 miles. We're asking $13,780. I also have a 2014 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk 4x4. It's very low mileage for the year, with only 86,000 miles, and in great shape. It has heated leather seats, a heated steering wheel, a power liftgate, towing package, and can be flat towed if you put it behind a camper. Powered by a 3.2 V6 engine, and I'm asking $13,580. And wrapping up for this week, I have a 2011 Buick LeCeron CXL. It's in great shape with only 101,000 miles, which is very low for the year, and has memory leather seats that are heated, a heated steering wheel, and remote start. Equipped with a 3.9 V6 engine, we're asking just $89.80.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news, bitter cold temperatures, slick roads, and gusty winds are creating hazardous conditions across Michigan's Thumb region this week. Meteorologists report wind chill values dipping well below zero, with some areas expected near negative 20 degree wind chills, making it feel far colder than the actual air temperature. Lake effect snow bands and blowing snow have left roadways icy and treacherous, especially on rural and untreated surfaces. Drivers have been encountering slick spots this week, as well as low visibility and drifting snow and rapidly changing conditions during commutes. Local authorities and state officials are urging residents to take necessary precautions, including avoiding unnecessary travel while the conditions are dangerous, slowing down and allowing extra time for trips due to the icy and snow-covered roads, dressing warmly in layers and protecting exposed skin from frostbite and hypothermia, keeping all pets indoors and checking on vulnerable neighbors during the cold snap, and preparing vehicles with winter emergency supplies if travel is necessary. Plow crews are actively treating major routes, but secondary routes may go untreated for some time. Travelers are reminded to monitor weather updates from the National Weather Service, as well as local authorities, as the Arctic air mass persists across the region. And in other news for today, Michigan officials are reassuring families that children will continue to receive vaccines at no cost through most health insurance plans, even after recent updates to the federal childhood immunization schedule. The Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has emphasized that coverage for recommended childhood vaccines remains unchanged. Michigan's chief medical executive has advised healthcare providers and families to continue to follow immunization schedules developed by the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Academy of Family Physicians. State health officials noted that the scientific evidence supporting childhood vaccinations has not changed and that families should expect continued access to the full range of recommended vaccines. Consumers with any questions about vaccine coverage are encouraged to contact their insurance provider or reach out for DIFS assistance. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your obituaries right after this.
Ashley and Bad Axe is turning winter into winning with our winter blowout sale through February 2nd. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to update your home, this is it. Save up to 30% off store-wide and enjoy 1 year and 5 year no-interest financing. The Ashley Winter Blowout Sale is the best time to shop our one-and-done clearance, but you need to hurry in because once they're gone, they're gone. Up to 60% off original price on the final pieces of some of our most popular collections. Sectionals, sofas, love seats, accent chairs, dining sets, bedroom groups, end tables, and more. All priced to go. You'll find sectionals starting at just $888, a complete bedroom set at half off, a dining set for eight for just $988, and a gray swivel accent chair for just $288. And if you love accessories, this is your paradise. Select glass art is 60% off, coastal art 65% off, clearance accessories are up to 70% off, and clearance vases, frames, statues, florals, and more start at just $3 to $4 each. The Winter Blowout Sale, only at Ashley and Bad Axe. See store for details. Some exclusions may apply.
This is Tarna Whiskey from Ashley and Bad Axe. From bunk beds to lift chairs and adjustable bases, we have something for every stage of life. Shop Ashley and Bad Axe today.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today. Wednesday, January the 21st of 2026. Calvin James Kaufman, age 86 of Elkton, passed away on January the 19th of 2026. Funeral services for Calvin James Kaufman will be held at 11 a.m. on Monday, January the 26th at the St. Paul Methodist Church of Elkton, with visitation from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday, January the 25th at the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon, and then again from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the church on Monday. Memorials may be made to the St. Paul Methodist Church or to the A&D Charitable Foundation. The family was assisted with their arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. And Marcia J. Hoffman, age 88 of Cass City, passed away on January the 16th of 2026. Visitation and service for Marcia J. Hoffman will be held Thursday, January 22nd, at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church of Cass City, with visitation beginning at 9 a.m. until the time of service at 11. A luncheon will be held immediately following the service at the church, and burial will be at 2 p.m. at the St. John Lutheran Cemetery of Sebring. Memorial donations may be given to Heritage Hill Assisted Living and to Memory Care at 1430 Cleaver Road in Caro, or to the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church at 628 Main Street in Cass City. Arrangements are handled by the Yingle Mellendorf Funeral Home of Sebring, and memories can be shared online at jmfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area news and Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news and obituaries for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the only used car dealership in the Thumb with a full-line service department, and also by Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today.